You guys didn't go home? No, very excited about what we're able to do, get back in the first round. Feel very strongly about Teddy Bridgewater, everything that you've seen on the tape. I actually had the opportunity to see him play live 3 times. Game that really stuck out to me was the Rutgers game 2 years ago when he came in with an ankle and a broken wrist and brought them back to win that game up in Rutgers. And then got a chance to play or see him play live against Central Florida this year. So every time I had exposure to him, and when you watch the tape and with Zim and Coach Turner and Scott Turner, he just seems to have that knack of when he's in pressure situations in the game, being able to come through it. You know, we did a very analytical study on all these quarterbacks. One of the things that really stuck out to us, of all the quarterbacks, he was the best against the blitz. So he's very cool and calm under pressure. He has mobility in the pocket to make plays. I think you've seen that in that bowl game this past year. You saw what he did in the previous bowl game down in the Sugar Bowl, I believe it was, versus Florida. You know, he went to his pro day, and everybody was criticizing the pro day. And I'm sitting there with Coach Zimmer and Norv and then talking about, well, if he just does this or just does that. We actually didn't feel, we felt very strongly about meeting him the next day, going through all the board work and everything. But we felt we had to go back one more time. So we went back down and actually had a private workout with him in Florida. And totally different. And then to see him respond to the way Norv and Scott were coaching him during that workout was remarkable. So that said, this guy is what we saw on tape. We brought him up here on the top 30. Just had to check out one more time, and I just wanted to make sure he got in front of Coach Zimmer to make sure Coach Zimmer was comfortable with him. The other thing that we felt was very, very important was, you know, debating whether you sit and wait or do you go ahead and get a guy up there on your board who you really liked at that position, and felt just going to make that move up at 32nd was very important. The other thing that comes into play is that fifth-year option. Because now, okay, you got a quarterback in a first, okay, you're going to have the opportunity to have that fifth-year option, which is a key part of it as well. And that was also part of the discussion about moving up. So it was a great day for the Minnesota Vikings. I think we really upgraded ourselves and really looking forward till tomorrow. The private workout was where, you know, we went down there and we showed up. And when we showed up, Teddy had all the receivers there. Everything was lined up. And then Norv started coaching him. And some of the flaws you may have seen during the original pro day, as soon as he got coached, those things were getting corrected and getting corrected quickly. And you can see the improvement just off our private workout we had with him. You know, his mother is a very unique individual, too, and we spent a lot of time socially with him, went out to dinner with him and his agent. It was funny, you know, his mother is a breast cancer survivor. She works directly with kids whose mothers have breast cancer. We were down at the pro day. At the second one that we went and worked him out, and I asked him, is your mom coming over to watch? And she said, no, it's more important. One of the kids that she was working with, whose mother had breast cancer, had passed away, and she thought it was more important to go to that funeral. I remember sitting at dinner and talking to his mother, who's worked for the transportation department for the school system down in Miami, and she's been there 26 years. And I asked her, I said, boy, your son's going to get drafted here and you get a chance to retire. And she says, I'm not retiring. I want to get my 30 years in. That's what I said I was going to do. That's what I'm going to do. So those type of things, and Teddy is just like that. those things are just so unique on how he was brought up and what a great job his mother has done.
Were you surprised, given how some people consider him as the number one potential prospect coming into the season, how far he ended up falling?
You know, that's what's so great about this draft. And, you know, coming out of the season before all the pro day, it's amazing how sometimes that can influence things. It could influence things from a media standpoint. But you always have to go back to, that's why you're out there on the road. That's why you're watching these players play live. That's why you're watching these players on tape. You have to always go back and rely on what you see and trust your judgment on that.
Do you think it's better that, I mean, if you got him at number eight, you would bring him along slowly, but everyone's saying, when's this guy going to play? When's this guy going to play with the expectations at eight? But at 32, he'll probably, there'll be more patience from everybody. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, he's got time. You know, we're very comfortable with Matt Cassel and with Christian Ponder. Teddy will come in, and he has plenty of time to sit there and develop. One of the things we want to do if we got another quarterback is not force him in before he's ready to play. And I think maybe that outside perception, if it's eight, he has to play. But internally, we know what we have in our current quarterbacks, and we know whatever quarterback we were going to take, that he has definitely time to sit back, to learn, to develop, and we can be patient with that.
Is the intention going into this thing that he'll sit for a year?
That will be determined by the coaching staff. You know, we haven't even got him in the building yet. So all that is, you know, try to get all the players we can in here, and then that's up to the to Coach Zimmer and Norv as these guys progress, and they're very, very smart at that as far as knowing when and who to play.
So did it help at all that Zim had that experience of going to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback in Cincinnati? I mean, does that add anything to – he's seen a quarterback manage through that before.
Well, it's part of it, but I think, you know, Coach Zimmer has had that experience. I know Coach Turner, you know, had a strong voice in this as well as we sit there and went through all that. But there is no pressure on this kid to come in and play. We're very comfortable with Matt Cassel. We're very comfortable with Christian Ponder right now. Now, they'll come in, and he'll come in and compete, and then the coaches will determine when and if he's even ready to play this year.
At what point did you start getting antsy about these quarterbacks you were interested in?
I never get antsy. You just sit there and kind of watch it unfold.
How hard did you try to trade into 22?
You know, there was talk out there. I mean, we always are pretty aggressive just calling around, you know, just to see if there's a potential of moving up back into the first. I think this is the third time I've done this. So we were able to find a trade partner, and we were fortunate enough to get two number ones again this year.
Did you feel that linebacker and quarterback were two of the biggest needs that you had to address?
Well, we got a lot of needs. You know, we'll continue to address needs as we go through the draft. We have two third-round picks and the next starting off tomorrow, so you guys won't be bored tomorrow sitting here just watching the draft. But I suspect that there'll be more movement.
The report was when you're trying to trade up to 22, that was for Manziel. Is that true?
You know, that's all the speculation, and anything we do, I'm going to keep internal.
Did you find some of the price for moving around not as high as in previous years?
It depended on who you were talking to. Some teams would ask for the moon. Other teams were reasonable.
No other player prospect that you spent as much time with than Teddy. Is that accurate? That you probably spent
We spent a lot of time with a lot of these prospects, but I think the one thing I wanted to make sure, and I wanted our coaches to make sure, is that after we spent that time with Teddy, you know, we spent the time with him at the combine, then we went down and spent 2 days with him at his pro day. But I just wanted to make sure and felt it was very important to go back down there and do another thing privately with him. And then I thought it was very important to come up, and because we liked him so much, to have him come up here. And we spent some time with him up here again. So I just, you know, I like to do everything that we possibly can to make the best decisions we can.
Last two for Rick, and then Coach Zimmer will come up.
When was the private workout in Florida? Were you going to do that regardless of what happened at his pro day?
Yeah, we were going to do that regardless, just because we had interest in him. And that was, I would say, in April. I just can't remember the exact date. I can't remember. Jeez, Chris. I'm trying to remember. We were at a lot of places this spring, but I know it was in April.
Last one.
Does throw this ever get old? I mean, you know, 3 years in a row you've been able to trade back in and you walk away with two guys you really, really like, you know, Barr and then Bridgewater. I mean, does it still throw for you to make all these moves?
Oh, yeah. This is what this day is. This is what the draft is all about. I mean, you know, it's a thrill to watch our team play, but this is a chance every year, you know, what we've done in free agency now, this is a chance to put the final pieces together on making significant moves to help improve your ball club. So it's I can't tell you how exciting it is to be able to, you know, be a part of this draft and to do the things that we've been able to do the last couple of years.